Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Believe it or not, 2 weeks from now, I will be sitting down watching Gerrit Cole, Max Scherzer, God willing, doing their thing in our nation's capital. And let's just hope it is the start of the 2020 baseball season. So we have totals. We'll try to figure out what all this means as we welcome in Sam Panayotovic, our Vegas extraordinaire from NBC Sports Chicago, who's going to try to help us have a little fun here with these season totals. And Sam, I think you were trying to, due to your following, endear me to the Chicago audience because you know how bullish I am on the Chicago White Sox.
Let me tell you something. Let me be clear. This is not recency bias, though. I'm talking to your listeners, not to you. I'm not supposed to talk to your listeners. I'm supposed to talk to you. But I'm talking to your listeners because you and I went to the South Side last year, and we went to Yankees-White Sox. We went to that series. I think you went to two games. And you even said after that series, you said, this team is coming. And when you add in Dallas Keuchel and you bring in Yasmani Grandal, who many think is the best defensive catcher in the game, you add Edwin Encarnacion, the parrot. You bring in Mazzara, who's a buy-low, sell-high type of player. You add Vets to that young group. It's a shortened season when anything can really go. If they get hot early and they go 10-2 or 13-4 or 5, this team is so young and dumb that they're not going to – it's not going to trip them up. They're just playing ball.
Sammy, do you think a 60-game season helps or hurts the Chicago White Sox?
I think it helps them because I think a lot of times when you look at the Jose Abreus and the Alexi Ramirez's and a lot of the Latin players the Sox have had over the years, they really struggle historically in April and May. And that's because it's like 30 freaking degrees outside, you know, and they get off to a slow start and then somebody tweaks something in their swing. And by the time they get to June, it's like, oh, my mechanics weren't bad. I was just freezing. They have a lot of young Latin players. This is, look at the roster. I mean, the Moncadas, Jimenez, Abreu, Grandal. I mean, they're all over the place. And these guys starting in the middle of July when it's going to be 90 degrees, I think that's going to help this club because of the geographics and because of the temperature, honestly. That might sound like silly, but, I mean, I've seen this team. I've gone to games. You're wearing a parka, then you're wearing like an avalanche-safe coat. I mean, it's freezing in that park. They're not going to have to deal with that.
Let's get to the two locals here on New York teams. Let's start first with the Yankees. Sam, I had them as the Vegas favorite to go and win the American League. I thought they're the best team going into the season in all Major League Baseball. I would argue, though, when you have the amount of depth that the Yankees possess, and now you go from playing 162 where that's going to show up, and now all of a sudden you're dealing with a 60-game sprint, is it fair to say teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, they're hurt by only playing 60 games?
That's a good question. You know, I've gone back and forth on it. I think 60 games is enough time. Usually, like, during a 162-game season, I would argue with other beat writers, and when I was a reporter back in Chicago, I would argue that I think you usually know what a team is after 60 games. I always thought that. I knew after 2 months what they were, if they were good or not. You could argue the Nationals weren't good after 60 last year, but I think that was an anomaly. I don't know that it's going to hurt the Yankees. In fact, you know, if you were going to ask me how would I bet the Yankees this year, it wouldn't be to win the World Series. It wouldn't be over or under the win total at 37. I could go either way. I think this is actually a pretty good value bet because minus 250 to win the division seems like it should be a lot higher than that. Who's going to win the division over them? Tampa? I don't know. Boston has lost so much, and then Toronto and Baltimore suck. The Yankees to win the division at minus 250, it's chalky, and you know me, I'm not a chalk guy. I'm never going to come on and say, hey, late 250. But I think the Yankees should be minus $4 or $5 to win the AL East. They're just that talented. I mean, half the team could be on the shelf, and they could still be better than everybody else in the AL East.
Well, we saw that last year. I mean, the Yankees had everybody and their mother on the injured list, and, of course, they still won 100 games, and they had the second-best record in the American League and got knocked down in the ALCS, but now they had Gerrit Cole. So now, all of a sudden, you got Gerrit Cole
top of that rotation. Who's beating them in the division? Who's beating them?
I'm picking the Yankees to win it. Now, listen, I like Tampa. I think Tampa's a thorn in their side. I think Tampa can pitch. You got Glasnow. You got Snell. You got my guy Charlie Morton that I love. But the lineups are not comparable. The Yankees, to me, have a much better bullpen. And you could argue, Sam, those head-to-head games between the Yankees and Tampa decide the division. But, yeah, when we make picks 2 weeks from now, assuming there is not mass exodus with the COVID, I am picking the Yankees, and I feel confident about them winning the division.
And this, you see this a lot in Vegas when you have, like, the Mayweather bouts. You know, Mayweather's, like, -3 or -$4. And everybody always bets against Floyd Mayweather because nobody wants to lay the chalk. Your average bettor is not going to lay 250 or 3. But, you know, sharp bettors, I mean, you and I, Chad, we talk all the time about, hey, this guy bet $10,000 at, you know, -300. Well, why did he do that? Well, because he thinks the line should be -700. A lot of times when you have, like, -300, people are going to bet these other teams. They're going to bet the Red Sox to win the division at a good price. They're going to put a flyer on the Rays to win the division. Sometimes that -250, -300, it looks expensive. But if you're talking about a full season bet with the best team, sometimes you're overthinking it if you're not thinking about laying that chalk.
Sammy, with the win totals for the teams in the AL and the NL East, would you be concerned? Because there's a lot of competition, I think, heads up in those divisions. I see the AL and the NL Central. I think it's far weaker. AL and NL West, I think they're weaker teams. Do you think because the Yankees have Tampa and then they got games with Philly and Washington and the Mets and the Atlanta Braves, it could hurt some of those win totals for the East-type teams?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you're asking questions. You're asking very good questions. And these are things we just don't know. I mean, because there's no sample size. We've never seen this before. And people that come on and act like they know what's going to happen in a shortened season with, you know, limited travel and people being, you know, locked in hotels and not being able to go anywhere, we don't know. We're making our best guesstimation. But of the talent, I still think the Yankees are better than the Braves. I think the Yankees are better than the Phillies. I think the Yankees are probably the second-best team in baseball right now on paper. And if you look in Vegas, they're actually offering you a yes-no on Dodgers-Yankees. So they give you Dodgers-Yankees, and then they give you everybody else. The price on that, Dodgers or Yankees to win the World Series, the yes is plus 130. So you could take those two teams and ride it out against everybody else at plus 130, or you get the field at minus 150. How would you bet that?
Wow. I mean, I like the Yankees' chances.
Teams. You get the two best teams, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm getting the two best teams at plus money. I think I would take a stab on that.
They're getting so creative with this stuff.
I mean I'm getting – think about it, Sam. And I don't love Dodgers as much as everybody else, and I think the loss of David Price is going to hurt them. But, man, I'm getting the Dodgers or the Yankees to win at plus money. I would – if I had to make a bet, I probably would take one of those two teams.
I probably agree with you, too, because if they get into the World Series, if the Yankees are in the World Series, they're favored, probably minus $1.80 against whoever they play, unless it's the Dodgers. And then if the Dodgers are in, they're, you know, minus 160, minus 170. So you're doing what the professional bettors do. You're getting a team that's going to be overvalued in October. You're getting them undervalued right now. You can get those two teams at plus 130. You're not going to get that number ever again on those two teams. So that's why a lot of professionals pounce on stuff like that.
Sam Panionovich, NBC Sports Chicago, right now in Las Vegas, getting ready for the start of the season. So hopefully, God willing, baseball in 2 weeks, NBA, NHL soon to follow. Sam, Mets 32.5 wins. What's your initial take on that?
31.5 in Vegas. So,
oh, wow, a little lower on Vegas. Okay, my book has 32.5. You got 31.5. Interesting. Okay.
Well, you're paying that New York tax, brother. You know how that goes. I mean,
that's true.
The Mets are betting. Well, then again, the Mets fans, I feel like Mets fans are more pessimistic than optimistic. But I guess that's – I don't really know that for sure. There hasn't been a study on that. I think the Mets are the biggest enigma in baseball the last 5 years because I saw that team when they were rolling with the arms – in 2015, when they came in at Wrigley and just swept the Cubs away, you're like, holy, you know what? I mean, this team is for real. problem is, like, all those guys get hurt all the time. And I don't know. I don't know that I could go over in the National League East there with the Mets. There's too many unknowns. I think there's a lot of guys you can pitch to in that lineup. My favorite team in that division is Atlanta. I'm a big fan of the Braves. I was on them last year. I took their over last year. I would probably do it again this year. I just love that manager. I love Snit, and I think that rotation is very solid. I think Atlanta's the cream in that division. I'd probably go under, and I'd bet it in Vegas, or I'd actually bet it in New York, 32.5. Or was it 32.5 or 32?
I got 32.5, my friend.
Yeah, I'd go under 32.5. There's just too many unknowns in that rotation. If all those guys are healthy, yeah, they could get there. But, yeah, I'm betting against that.
Okay, Sam, find me the team right now in Major League Baseball that you think is tailor-made for the shortened season that we should be hopping all over.
I honestly think with no fans in the stands and a lot of things that could have went wrong, they didn't go wrong by players getting, you know, suspended or anything. The Houston Astros, it's almost like we're going to forget what happened because of coronavirus. I mean, like, nobody's talking about the Astros anymore. It's sort of like it's forgotten already because we're on to bigger things. I think the Astros at 12-1, it's not a long shot, but because of the perceived dominance by the Yankees and the Dodgers, like, they're that much better than everybody, you sort of get a pretty good price on everybody else. All those numbers are a little inflated. Houston at 12-1, I would argue, has the best lineup in the game, and they have enough pitchers that know how to win big games in the postseason. I think Houston's a good pop at 12-1 because if they get into the postseason, then you're talking about them being 3-1. Would you rather have 3 or would you rather have 12? I think 12 is a good bet right now because you're buying low and you're also missing out on them getting heckled in every city they go to.
That is a game changer. That's a good point. We all thought the Astros were going to be dealing with the idea of, you know, the microscope on them, public enemy number one, heckled in every stadium. Now, Sammy, they're going to go to these stadiums. All right, the players may hate their guts on the other side when the Dodgers play them or when Oakland plays them, if the Yankees play them in the postseason. But if there's nobody there, I mean, that's really not going to change anything if you're those guys. You could just go about your business, go play baseball.
That lineup is so tough. I wouldn't want to face that lineup in the postseason. You want to face that lineup 7 times? I don't.
No, they're legit. And the Yankees are a team that's going to have to beat Houston to get to where they want to be. I do believe that. I think they're going to finally, in order to get to a World Series, they have to find a way to get past the Houston Astros. Normally the way it works in sports. All right. I like this idea, Sam. You brought it up to me via text. We'll buy or sell. You give me 6 future props, and I will actually tell you if I like them or not. I like the sound of this. Yeah. Turning the tables on me, but I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, you're the wise guy, so let me ask you.
I don't know about that. I hope so. I like to think I am.
Most losses by any pitcher this season, over 6.5.
Most losses, 6.5? I would take the over. What is that?
You know, some guy on the Tigers is going 1-9. You know.
Well, I was thinking Tigers or Orioles, right? You figure somebody on the Tigers, the Orioles, or the Marlins is just never going to beat any of those good teams. I got to weigh you. I probably got to weigh heavy juice on that, don't I?
No, it's -110 each way.
Oh, I like the over. I would take the over at 6.5. Do you agree?
I would take the over. How about this? This isn't buy or sell. This is, I guess, each or or. Would you rather bet Pete Alonso at 14-1 or Aaron Judge at 14-1 to win the home run crown?
Pete Alonso. Because I have more confidence he's going to play. And I'm worried about Judge coming back from the injury he had to deal with throughout the spring. Do I think Alonso is going to have the most home runs? No. But if you're asking me between those two, if I'm betting on one for 2020, I'm betting on Alonso.
Would you put pizza money on your boy the Parrot at 80-1 to lead the league in homers?
That's not a bad bet, dude. That is not. Let me tell you something about Encarnacion. And I know he did not do a darn thing for the Yankees in the ALCS against the Astros. That guy hits for power no matter where he is. Blue Jays, Indians, Yankees, you name the city. Edwin Encarnacion finds a way to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And, Sam, you don't even have to deal with the normal April and May of misery like you talked about in Chicago. I would take a flyer. I'm getting 80-1 on the Parrot to have the most amount of home runs. That's not a bad bet.
80-1 is enticing. I just worry about him getting enough at bats because you do have Abreu and you do have Jimenez. I know they're going to get creative with the DH role there. He's not playing the field, so
No, you can't play him in a field. Yeah. You can't.
I got a couple more. Gleyber Torres, 20-1 to win the AL MVP.
Funny, we had a caller mention this about an hour ago, Anthony in Westchester. I like it. The problem I have, and you know this, there is normally a bias against New York athletes, especially Yankees, when it comes to winning these individual awards. And I would say when push comes to shove, Gleyber Torres probably would fall on the short end of the stick because of that. So, no, I would probably not bet a Yankee to win the MVP. And you being a Chicago guy, is there any buyers? There's more buyer's remorse for the Cubs, the Eloy Quintana trade, than there is for the Gleyber Chapman trade, correct?
That's probably fair. That's probably fair. I think it's hard to compare trades until you look at the whole 10-year window after the trade. You know, you can't sit here and say any team has won that trade yet. But, I mean, to get Dylan Cease and Eloy Jimenez for Jose Quintana, on paper, so far looks pretty good. But the Cubs won a World Series with Aroldis Chapman. I mean, at this point, I'd put the Cubs in front. I mean, I don't...
Oh, no, that's my point. Sam, I would never criticize the Cubs for making the Gleyber Torres trade. They'd gone 100-plus years without a championship. They had to make that move. And even though Gleyber Torres is turning into a stud with the Yankees, and the Yankees, of course, get Chapman back, they won the World Series. Enough said. That trade's a success. Period.
I got two more. I'll make
it
quick.
Let's hear them.
Javi Baez, 30-1, National League MVP.
Don't like it because I don't think the Cubs are going to be any good. Is that fair?
That thing could explode. You got a lot of good guys on a lot of one-year deals, like Bryant, Schwarber, Contreras. Rizzo wants another extension. They're not giving it to him. That thing could explode, rookie manager. I guess you might be right. And then the last
interesting
one.
Though, Sam, we were down on the Cubs over 162. It seems like you were a little bit more lukewarm now over 60.
I just think that rookie manager is in such a tough spot, David Ross. He's friends with all the players. They used to go out drinking. It's going to be – if he can pull this off, he's manager of the year. But I don't – I just don't know. And then the last bet, I don't care if you buy or sell because I already bought. How do you not bet the Kansas City Chiefs right now to win the Super Bowl at 6-1? Here's why you bet it. You bet it because nobody is beating them in the AFC. I'm not saying that they're going to win the whole thing, but it's a bet on them to go to the Super Bowl, and then you have the Chiefs at 6-1 to win that game in your pocket, and they'll probably be favored in that game. So you could literally create a middle. I think that's a great bet right now. It's 6-1 to win the Super Bowl. Just write it down right now. They're going to probably win the AFC, and then you have them at 6-1 to win the Super Bowl. I think it's a great bet. Baltimore is not beating them, and the Pats and Steelers are too old.
I like the sound of that. The Chiefs right now are – I'm surprised they are 6-1, to be honest with you. Listen, I know it's the NFL, and I know it's impossible to repeat. It does not happen often. They have the most dominant player in all sports. Patrick Mahomes right now is that good. He's that special. I don't worry about a hangover at all with that team. And I like your logic. Even if they end up losing to a team in the NFC, even if I fall in love with a New Orleans or I fall in love with a San Francisco, I'm getting the Chiefs at 6-1. That's an unbelievable middle. I'm totally with you on that. I might place that later on tonight.
And then here's what you do. When they're favored by 7 in the AFC Championship game, you have 6-1 on the Chiefs, and then you take plus 7 with the dog, and you can win them both. Chiefs kick a field goal, win by 3. Guess what? You just won 2 tickets.
Sam Panionovich, always thinking ahead. Check him out. NBC Sports Chicago out in Vegas right now. Sam, do you have any interest in getting involved with the NBA? Because, listen, we have this bizarre Orlando bubble. We're trying to figure out who's in, who's out, who wants to play, who doesn't want to play. How challenging is that for you in trying to break it all down? Have you had, you know, a good amount of confidence with it, or do you feel like it's a total mess right now?
I don't care one bit about the NBA. I'm just being totally honest. I'm not going to watch. You know what? You're getting paid $20 million a year and you don't want to play? Come on. I mean, just like you get to decide if you want to play or not. I just don't. I think the way they're handling it, it's turned very social and very political. And I don't know. I don't know if everybody's in to win. I don't know what's going on. I just, I don't, I don't care to get involved in the NBA. I have no idea what's going to happen in this shortened season.
So from an interest level, Sam, you will be far more dialed into the baseball night in and night out than you would be to the NBA.
Yeah, I don't think the focus is in the right place in the NBA right now. And, you know, if you don't like to hear that, that's too bad. But there's a lot going on in the NBA, and I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's probably going to be Lakers and Bucks if we had a normal season with home court, but there are just too many variables in a postseason in Orlando in a bubble. Usually the best teams in the NBA win. That's all I can say, but I am not interested at all.
Sam Panionovic, before we get you out of here real quick, college football, will we have a fall season, yes or no?
You'll have it in certain conferences. You think they're going to cancel college football in the SEC? You're out of your mind. Too much going on, too much revenue, too much money, TV deals. I doubt that we cancel the power conferences. We saw today the Big Ten says they're going to keep it local. I would imagine it'll be interesting in the Pac-12 with California. The ACC, they claim to want to play. I think the power conferences are going to do everything they can to hold out and play. I know they want to play, assuming that they can keep the health in check. But, yeah, I think we're going to have it in certain conferences where the other conferences, maybe lesser conferences that aren't making a lot of money, maybe they sit aside.
Sam, tremendous job as always, my friend. I always appreciate the time, the insight, and let's cash that ticket with the Chicago White Sox, shall we?
Go bet the Chiefs, 6-1. Hurry.
I'm going to get on that. All right, Sammy, take care, bro. Good stuff.
You got it, man.
There you have it. Sam Panionovic over at NBC Sports Chicago. And listen, Kansas City is 6-1. Even if they're not going to win the Super Bowl, I'm surprised they are 6-1. I thought I'd be getting 350, 400. 6-1, let's go. I'm finding out right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.